Right. So do sit down. Just got to put a few chairs in place, and then Catherine's going to... Catherine, are you going to come and do the reading? Then I think... You do the reading.
The reading is from Philippians 4, starting from verse 10. Content, whatever the circumstances. I'm glad in God, far happier than you would ever guess. Happy that you're again showing such strong concern for me. Not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. Actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned how to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. I don't mean that your help didn't mean a lot to me. It did. It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my troubles. You Philippians well know, and you can be sure I'll never forget it, that when I first left Macedonia province, venturing out into the message, not one church helped me out in the give and take of the work except you. You were the only one. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you helped out, and not only once, but twice. Not that I'm looking for handouts, but I do want you to experience the blessing that issues from generosity. And now I have it all and keep getting more. The gifts you sent with Epaphroditus were more than enough, like a sweet-smelling sacrifice roasting on the altar, filling the air with fragrance, pleasing God to no end. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need, his generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Our Lord and Father abounds in glory that just pours out into eternity. Yes, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, so we've got a sketch for you. So if those people in it would like to come up, thank you.
So just putting context that we're coming to the end of the letter to Philippians from Paul. That was his last sort of teaching message to them. And the setting here is supervision with Catherine as curate. So those who don't know what a curate is someone who's training as a vicar. And about every 2 weeks, we meet up at the vicarage. Oh dear, is that me? And so this supervision, and this is a prayer meeting that's going on. Okay, so Catherine, are we... Okay. So Catherine, how's it going being a curate?
I've learned lots, and it's lovely journeying with people through different seasons of life. I do wonder, though, do people sometimes take God and each other for granted?
I praise God for the wonderful holiday that I just had in France, and I thank you for the holiday next week to America with my cousins, and thank you for our brand new 8-seater camper van, and thank you that I have some money left for church cake sale and to donate garden pixie funds.
Thank you, God, for my mother and my father and my brothers and my sisters and for our lovely garden. Thank you for my friends in school and in youth group. Please help me to raise enough money to help the homeless after the earthquake. Amen.
I suppose that I thank you, God, for the car that my dad bought me for when I learned to drive.
Wow, he bought you a car? That's amazing.
No, I said that I needed leather seats, but it's cheap fabric and it's boring grey.
Does the colour matter?
Yes, I wanted pink.
Hang on a minute, didn't Paul say in the Bible that we should be grateful in all circumstances, whether we have lots or nothing? He teaches us not to expect anything, but to be grateful when we receive it.
Father God, I love you with all of my heart. I pray to you twice a day, I go to church every Sunday, and I go shopping for my neighbour. But Lord, I only have a little flat, no garden to enjoy. I can't afford a car or a holiday, and my family don't speak to me. Do I not deserve more because of all the good that I do?
Well, we all need the power of Christ to live each day, I would say, Catherine.
As Paul says, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am.
Yeah, that's if we allow God to make us into who he intended us to be.
Yes, of course, we can go off on our own, thinking that because we go to church on a Sunday and start each morning with a prayer, that whatever we do will be following Christ. It's like this bulb. It looks dead, but look what it grows into. That's how we all are as Christians. But Christ dying on the cross and rising again has given us new life. It takes time for the roots to grow, and then a little bit of a leaf appears, and then it produces a bud, and then a full flower. Look how beautiful this bulb has become.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your will be done. God, thank you for being so good to us. You love us more than we can ever imagine. Help us to be content with what we have, whether we have lots or very little. Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for the food that we have to eat.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have each other.
Thank you, God, that my dad makes lots of money and he can buy me nice things.
It's amazing how we sometimes misunderstand. God wants what's best for us, and sometimes we cannot see the bigger picture. We can lay our sacrifices before God, like the things that we give up or the things that we take on for his glory. We can be a real gift to others by listening to them and supporting them through tough times. We can act wisely with the money and the possessions that we have. In general, maybe we all need to think about all the things that we can be grateful for. Joy comes from knowing Jesus Christ deep within, whatever is happening in our lives. It does not come from earthly happiness, because life is good.
Well, shall we pray before you go? Just to inform you that our supervision often isn't quite as theological as this. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can learn from the Apostle Paul, who was content, whether he had little or whether he had much, whether he had food or whether he was hungry. Lord, it's so difficult in this society and in this culture to be content with little when the world around us says more is better. Lord, help us to learn from Paul to be sufficient in you, that you have all the riches that we need. Help us to have grateful and thankful hearts. And Lord, we give thanks this morning for the baptism of Eiffel, for welcoming him and Rhys and Zubby into the family here at St. Mark's. We pray for godparents and extended family and friends who are here today to support him and have promised that they will pray for him and help him be brought up in the Christian faith. So, Lord, as I prayed at service before this, may we learn to be content with all that we have, helping us to be more generous with our giving to others, with our time and our gifts and our skills and our financial means. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we prayed, but we're going to now join those prayers together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, ever. Amen. So, going to ask the band for our final song of praise. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. And after that, we'll give Ivor candles and Bibles and certificates. So, if you're able, let's stand to worship.